This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Republican Party is moving toward a legal challenge to the state's open primaries law. The party has asked the Federal Elections Commission for guidance in raising money to support a lawsuit. The recently elected Colorado GOP chair made restricting who can vote in the party's primaries a central part of his campaign. Colorado voters approved open primaries overwhelmingly in 2016. Aurora has joined a growing list of governments in banning TikTok on all city devices or networks. CPR's Tony Gorman reports city council approved the ban due to concerns over data security and privacy.
TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, has been the focus of U.S. congressional hearings this month in an FBI investigation, as well as bans by university campuses and city governments across the country. The app is already not allowed on U.S. federal government devices and networks. Aurora City Council member Dustin Zavonik says the popular social media video app poses a threat to American security.
The difference between TikTok and a lot of the other applications that have access to our data is the potential influence of the Chinese government and their willingness to use these types of platforms for nefarious reasons to spy on American citizens.
Use of other apps developed by Chinese-based ByteDance are also banned, including WeChat. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
An employee of the Monarch Casino in Black Hawk stands accused of one of the biggest thefts in Colorado history. Authorities say Sabrina Eddy stole $500,000 from the casino's vault earlier this month. She later told investigators she was just following orders from managers, which casino officials say is false. Eddy faces one count of felony theft and remains in the Gilpin County Jail. This is CPR News and KRCC.